Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Linda Benoit with the Simpson College Music Department about the beginning of a new concert series. New Simpson College String Artists Series concert coming up. Yes. Tell us a little bit about this new concert that I know you are very excited about and have a big hand in putting it together.
Yes, I'm extremely proud of this concert series. Simpson College Music Department is very happy to announce the establishment of a new recital series. And this recital series will showcase professional string musicians who have a connection to Iowa. And as far as I know, we are the only college whose recital series is based upon the premise of showcasing the talent that we grow here and foster in Iowa. There are many recital series at different colleges, which are very good. I'm not putting down anybody's recital series, but we don't all just grow corn and soybeans in the state. We grow really good musicians. And so I'm just very proud of this. And the idea behind the concert series is that one time each year, Simpson Music Department will feature a guest artist to play a solo recital. And this year, our inaugural recital is being played by Linda Swanson. She is a violinist, and I should say an exceptional violinist, who lives in Des Moines. She, for many years, played in the Des Moines Metro Opera Orchestra, as did I, until she had twins, and then it got a little bit harder to do, although she did play in the orchestra this past year. And she plays in the Des Moines Symphony. She's in the first violin section, so you can see her at every Des Moines Symphony concert. And she will be accompanied on piano by Dr. Gene Park, who is the staff accompanist at Simpson College. And if anybody knows her playing, knows that she's just an incredible pianist. The concert is at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 30th. It's in Lechberg Hall of the Amy Robertson Music Center. It's a free recital, and it'll last about an hour, and then there's a free reception afterwards. And we would really like to have high school students and middle school students who are budding musicians come to the recital and hear this. Part of the reason for establishing this recital series was to bring to South Central Iowa really fine musicians and to offer performances by them that the audience would be able to attend for free. And we're making the performances short enough that younger audiences can come and enjoy. So it'll be about an hour in length.
Well, walk me through setting this up, wanting to bring together the all-stars to Simpson College and provide that unique opportunity to reach everybody and kind of making it accessible. How you felt at the beginning of this and then the work that it takes behind the scenes to kind of set up something like this.
Okay, well, I was at, in fact, a recital in Des Moines that Linda Swanson was performing, and it was just a transformative recital. I can't even tell you, as I was listening, it was just this calm that came over me because it was so beautiful. And I thought, the people here in Indianola and at Simpson should be able to hear this. You know, it's such a gift to be sitting in an audience to hear a performance like that. And so I went to the head of the music department and said, you know, if I do some fundraising for this, can we, you know, get this started? He thought it was a great idea. So the string faculty at Simpson met, and we decided that we thought it was a good idea. And since then, I've been fundraising and trying to spread the word about this concert. So it's actually a tax-exempt fund has been set up at Simpson for gifts to this so that we can fund these recitals free of charge to audience members.
All right. What can people expect from the concert? We don't have to give everything away right now, but I know I always like to know at least a little bit going in. What could people expect?
Well, I happen to know she's playing a piece called The Green Devil, which is incredibly fast with a lot of really fast notes. So if you want high drama, then you can have it with that piece. And then she's also playing a Saison piece that is just this beautiful melody, calm, very familiar to everybody. I think people will recognize a lot of the themes, the musical themes in the music, so that there'll be some comfort in thinking, oh, I've heard this before on the radio. And it's not going to be a stuffy event at all. It's going to be an event where people can come and just take in some good music. Linda is a teacher, so she knows about excited younger kids sitting in an audience. So it, you know, if you have older elementary school kids or middle school kids or high school kids, or you're a college kid, please come. Yes.
All right, one final time. When, where, and obviously who's all invited.
Okay. Everybody's invited. And the recital is September 30th, which is a Friday, at 7 p.m. in Lechberg Hall of the Amy Robertson Music Center on the Simpson College campus. And if you have any questions, you can call 515-961-1637 to get the music office at Simpson College.
Thanks to Linda Benoit for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.